It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis is a powerful Bible teaching to help you understand future events and Bible prophecy. We work closely with Bronx Building Baptist Church. To keep this ministry on WMCA, we humbly ask for a gift of $20. Receive a special gift from evangelist and Pastor Davis and his wife, Sabrina. God has called us to help the unsaved find Jesus Christ. Any gift will be helpful. Go to itsprophecytime.org now. Itsprophecytime.org.
What does the future hold? Examining biblical doctrines, history, and current events. It's Prophecy Time. Author and Pastor Alan Davis will help you have a better understanding of biblical prophecy. Using the whole counsel of the Word of God, Pastor Davis unapologetically promotes and defends the literal, personal return of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now with today's Prophecy Time message, here's Alan Davis.
Yes! My name is Alan Davis, and I'm thrilled to death that you are with us today. I am a minister and preacher of the simple gospel message, which is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As the salvation found only in Jesus Christ will deliver a person from a curse. Talking about this in Proverbs chapter 3, the wise man said this in verse 33. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. And notice the wise man again in chapter 28, verse 27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. Moses said this in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. Behold, I set before you, the nation of Israel, this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods, which ye have not known. And notice also Moses' words in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 16 through 19. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land and the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. And notice the words of the psalmist in chapter 73, verse 27. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee. And notice the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Are you living a victorious Christian life today, or are you being condemned because of your fleshly lifestyle?
Sharing the love of Christ, it's Prophecy Time.
Thank you for tuning in today. We want to thank each of you who have partnered with us financially. If God has impressed you to give, please do so. We desperately need to be 100% listener supported.
Bible prophecy. Do you fear what's to come? itsprophecytime.org has near 200 points of study to help you make sense of Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy helps us understand the wrath to come, how to avoid it, and stand before the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. It's Prophecy Time works with Bronx Building Baptist Church. Go to itsprophecytime.org to donate $20 and keep this powerful ministry on WMCA. Any humble gift will help us reach the unsaved. Itsprophecytime.org.
A note of encouragement to this ministry would be very uplifting at this time. Please consider this ministry in your financial contributions. Remember that this ministry would not be able to continue without your financial assistance. Thank you in advance for your help. Our mailing address is the Bronx Building Baptist Church, Post Office Box 1370, Bronx, New York, 10475. Bronx Building Baptist Church, Post Office Box 1370, Bronx, New York, 10475.
You're listening to It's Prophecy Time.
The It's Prophecy Time message today is entitled, This Thy Day versus the Day of the Lord. The 77s are the most important Bible prophecy an individual needs to understand. Daniel chapter 9, starting with verse 24, says this, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks or seven periods and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate even until the consummation. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate or the desolator. We know that part of the 77s are found in seven key phrases in the Bible. 2 in the book of Daniel, 5 in the book of Revelation. Daniel 7:25 talks about a time and times and the dividing of time. Daniel 12:7 to a time, times, and a half. Revelation 11:2 to 42 months. Revelation 11:3 to 1,260 days. And Revelation 12:6 to 1,260 days. Revelation 12:14 to a time and times and half a time. And Revelation 13:5 to 42 months. So all of these are synonymous terms. 3.5 times are 42 months. Or 1,260 days. And we know that if half of the 1-7 period is 1,260 days, then the other half is also 1,260 days. And we have in the most important Bible prophecy, the 77s of Daniel chapter 9, it being divided into 3 sections. We have a 7-7 period of 2,520 days, equaling 17,640 days. A 62-period section of 2,520 days, or a total of 156,240 days. And adding both of those together is a period of 173,880 days. That is 69 of the seven periods of 2,520 days. And we have still on the prophetic clock, the prophetic calendar, a one period of 2,520 days divided into two equal halves of 1,260 days each. This Bible prophecy started on March the 14th, 445 BC, by a decree from the Persian king Artaxerxes Longimanus in Nehemiah chapter 2, and according to Sir Robert Anderson, stopped, finished, was completed on April the 6th, AD 32. So the first Palm Sunday fulfilled the 69th seven period. And the question that we have today, and hopefully are going to be able to answer, is what are some comparisons between Palm Sunday, the first Palm Sunday, and the day of the Lord, the second coming of Jesus Christ, when he comes back to set up his kingdom? And today we're going to be looking at two of these comparisons between the first Palm Sunday and the coming of the great King, Jesus Christ. Comparison number one is the Mount of Olives. And we're going to be looking at the historical context at this time. Luke chapter 19, starting with verse 37, says this, "And when he was come nigh, even now," notice this, "at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed is the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if they should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." After the first Palm Sunday, the Mount of Olives is still in focus when Jesus ascended up from the Mount of Olives in Acts chapter 1. We're going to be picking up here in verse 8. "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. So Jesus Christ descended from the Mount of Olives in the historical context on the first Palm Sunday and ascended from the Mount of Olives when he went back into heaven. But also let's compare that historical context on the first Palm Sunday to the Mount of Olives when the day of the Lord takes place at his second coming, when he sets up his kingdom. Zechariah chapter 14 verses 1 through 4 say this, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle." Skipping down here to verse 3. "Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall remove toward the north and half of it toward the south." So here we see the Mount of Olives in focus in both settings, both the historical context and the future setting. The other comparison between the first Palm Sunday and the coming of Jesus Christ when he sets up his kingdom is all this destruction. The first part that we're going to be looking at is the historical context. Notice what Jesus said on the first Palm Sunday, Luke chapter 19, starting with verse 42. If thou hast known, even thou, at least in this thy day. He's talking about the fulfillment of the 69th seven period here. The things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee, that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Clarence Larkin, in his book, Dispensational Truth, says this about the end of the war in 70 AD on page 61. It was April 70 AD that the Roman army, numbering 100,000 men, marched against Jerusalem. The city was poorly prepared to stand a siege. Rival factions disputed among themselves for control. The city was surrounded by a triple wall defended by 90 towers. The siege lasted 4 months. Great engines of elastic timbers, aided by the twisting of great cables, hurled huge stones against the massive walls. Within the city, famine raged. Wives snatched food from their husbands, children from their parents, mothers from their babies, and some mothers lost all sense of motherhood, killed, cooked, and ate their own children. Many fled from the city to meet a worse fate. For being captured by Titus, they were crucified as a warning outside the city walls. So horrible became the condition of the besieged that Titus called God to witness that he was not responsible. At last, on August the 5th, A.D. 70, the Tower of Antonia was taken. The Romans swarmed into the temple enclosure, and though Titus had commanded the soldiers to spare the beautiful temple building, for it was looked upon even by Rome as one of the wonders of the world, yet a soldier threw a blazing torch through the doorway, and in the conflagration that followed, the temple of Herod was destroyed, leaving nothing but the rock upon which it stood. Josephus says that over 1 million people perished in the siege, while 97,000 survived as captives, of whom the handsomest young men were taken to Rome to grace the triumph of the conqueror. And thus was fulfilled the prophecy of Daniel that the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Daniel chapter 9, verse 26. So here we have seen the historical context of this destruction that Jesus Christ spoke about on the first Palm Sunday that would come upon the city of Jerusalem. The other part of this comparison as it relates to this destruction is the future setting, this context that reveals the great King Jesus Christ. The other part of this destruction, comparing the two contexts, the historical context and the future setting, is the devastation of world civilization at the end of the 77s. So we have Jesus Christ speaking about this devastation in the historical context, but also notice the devastation in this future context, spoken about at least in part in Isaiah chapter 14 at the binding of Satan when he descends to the bottomless pit, starting in verse 15. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? Notice this, verse 17, Isaiah 14, 17. That made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners. So at the return of Jesus Christ, at the end of the 77s, we see the world being as a wilderness and all the cities of the world being destroyed. Notice this, Zephaniah chapter 3, starting in verse 6. I have cut off the nations. Their towers are desolate. I made their streets waste that none passeth by. Their cities are destroyed so that there is no man, that there is none inhabitant. I said, surely thou wilt fear me. Thou wilt receive instruction. So their dwelling place should not be cut off. Howsoever, I punish them because they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Therefore, wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured by the fire of my jealousy. When Jesus Christ returns at the end of the tribulation period, the end of the 77s, back in Zechariah chapter 14, we saw there a moment ago the fact that he's going to be coming back to the Mount of Olives. And if we skip down a few verses to verse 11, and men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord shall smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. So here we see, at the return of Jesus Christ, the end of the 77s of Daniel, the future context, there is destruction, there is devastation, similar to that which took place in 70 AD during the Roman invasion of Jerusalem. So today, we've seen the comparison between the first Palm Sunday and the second coming of Jesus Christ at the end of the 77s. Today, we've seen the comparison between the Mount of Olives in both contexts, the coming of Jesus Christ, when he presented himself as king to the nation of Israel but was rejected, the devastation that would follow. He descended from the Mount of Olives, similar to the way he's going to be descending from the Mount of Olives when he comes back the second time to take over control of world civilization. And all the destruction, both in the historical context in 70 AD, and all of this devastation that is yet to come upon world civilization. And certainly an individual needs to know the Lord and be saved. We need to be praying always that we might be worthy. Are you an individual who will be accounted worthy to escape all these things? If the Lord is drawing you to himself today, if you see yourself as a sinner, if you believe the simple gospel that he died, was buried, rose again from the dead, bow your head in repentance and faith, praying something like this: Dear God, I am a sinner, but I believe that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, rose again from the dead. I accept you now as my personal Savior. Amen.
A breath of fresh air. It's prophecy time.
If you just prayed this prayer, we would like to rejoice with you and encourage you in your newfound faith with Jesus Christ. Please call 646-314-3625 so we can send you a booklet that will help you grow in the Lord.
Your safe place on the radio. It's prophecy time.
You can contact this ministry at 646-314-3625 or just go to our website at itsprophecytime.org. Again, that website is www.itsprophecytime.org.
Thank you for listening to It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis. Generous listeners like you make the airing of this program possible. Contributions are greatly appreciated. Write to It's Prophecy Time, care of Bronx Building Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1370, Bronx, New York, 10475. Here's the address again. It's Prophecy Time, care of Bronx Building Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1370, Bronx, New York, 10475. Join us again for the next scheduled program of It's Prophecy Time.
It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis is a powerful Bible teaching to help you understand future events and Bible prophecy. we work closely with Bronx Building Baptist Church. To keep this ministry on WMCA, we humbly ask for a gift of $20. Receive a special gift from Evangelist and Pastor Davis and his wife, Sabrina. God has called us to help the unsaved find Jesus Christ. Any gift will be helpful. Go to itsprophecytime.org now. Itsprophecytime.org.